with Down Syndrome Affiliates in Action, and we are broadcasting live from the DSAIA 2018 Leadership Conference. We're in Denver, Colorado, and with me for this interview is Shannon McCormick. She's with the Down Syndrome Association of Connecticut. And are you, you're not the board president, or you're the outgoing board president?
No, I am the executive director.
Oh, so you've changed roles on me.
I have. I am our organization's first hire.
Look at that. Well, great. See, and I didn't even know that. I was like, what's she doing? I mean, like, I know she's not, she's still involved. So you used to be the Connecticut Down Syndrome Congress. You recently changed the name. And I think that's a very, you know, it's something that people want to do a lot. But it's a little scary to, I mean, there's a lot of branding and all of that awareness. So, you know, what made you decide to change the name?
So the name change came out of our strategic planning session 3 years ago. We brought someone in to assist us, to help the board walk through the process. And one of the things we did, we polled our members about what their goals were and what they would like. And we also went outside the organization. We sent surveys to everybody we could think of in the nonprofit sector who would have had contact with the Connecticut Down Syndrome Congress. We asked service providers, vendors, just anybody we could think of. And the feedback we got from the people on the outside was less than what we would have hoped for. And as we discussed why that might be, I mean, the organization has been around for 32 years. Volunteer, and as is the case with volunteer organizations, things went up and down in terms of quality and effectiveness, depending on who was available to do what.
Of course.
So we discussed that. We had someone consulting with us who was a branding expert. He was helping us redesign our logo. We talked with him about why those reasons, why people might not have the positive impression that we were hoping for. And he said, well, one of the things you can do is look at your name, and that just even on the face of it, the word Congress is a little bit dated.
Yeah.
And, you know, it worked 32 years ago. It gives people a different impression now than it did when it was formed.
Of course.
And so we started to talk about what we do best. And one of the things we do best is that we connect people. We help people meet each other. We network. We help parents network. We help professionals network. And then we started thinking about words that describe that better than Congress, and association really did the job for us. So that's what we decided.
So all came out of a strategic plan,
yes,
which is fantastic, and that's one of the reasons that we do them, right? And so what are some of the things that you had to keep in mind as you were, you know, making the change to the new name?
Well, first there were legal considerations. We needed to find out what we had to do in our state in order to make the change legally. We worked with a pro bono attorney, so we saved a considerable amount of money there. He helped us fill out the paperwork and take care of, you know, the things we needed to do with the IRS and at the state level. We worked with someone to redesign our logo. The board internally, we talked about what we wanted our brand to be. So not just the appearance, but how we wanted to be perceived, mm-hmm, as an organization. So that involved a lot of discussion about where we might go in terms of hiring people, what kind of program we wanted, how we would collaborate with other organizations, because part of this name change was to improve our presence in the community at large. So we discussed those things, what organizations we needed to talk with.
Of course, yeah.
So there was a lot of discussion. That discussion took several months. And then from that point, it was simply a matter of taking things a step at a time.
Right. And how do you think that the name change is being perceived, you know, in your community? Well, in the state of Connecticut, I shouldn't say community. It's a big community, right?
So far, the response has been good. I mean, I think people like it. There have been some older members who were part of that original forming
community.
And they said, why would you change the name? And we simply explained we had done a survey, we had collected data, and that there were some practical reasons for it, and that the new name matched better what we wanted to do and how we wanted to be able to support them and their families, and they were fine with that.
Right. So. Yeah. And so, one of the things I think that is hindsight's 20/20, and so looking back, is there anything you wish you had known beforehand, before starting, or a little bit more on that, that maybe another group that's thinking about changing their name would be good advice for them?
So we didn't have guidance in particular on what all of the steps of this would be. Our pro bono attorney gave us kind of a list of, you know, people we might want to notify,
sure,
vendors and so forth. But we didn't have anyone who had been through the process before, and we kind of had to figure it out as we went. And then we were trying to do it as inexpensively as possible.
Of course,
so,
right.
So that was part of it too. But we mapped out a timeline, and then I added 30% just to be safe, to try to,
sure,
pick up, you know, make time for snags and unanticipated things. And even at that, it's still, we launched later than we had planned. We had anticipated doing a large launch, I mean, a press release and fireworks and all sorts of things. And we got to the end, and there's always a place, it doesn't matter how well you plan, when everything starts to fall apart, all the little stuff, you know, comes to roost. And so it has taken us a little bit longer than we thought. And we ended up doing sort of a soft launch. We've done it in stages instead of one big,
right,
you know, which has been fine. That has worked just as well. If I was giving someone advice, I would say add that 30% in and then maybe add another 30 because the rest of the organization doesn't stop as you're rolling out.
That's
this is
exactly
a big
right.
process.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's better to wait until you're completely ready and have everything, because then you run into all of those, well, we don't have that yet.
Exactly.
And it does get, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing, what kind of project, it's probably never, I mean, on time and under budget hardly ever really applies, does it? So, well, Shannon, thank you for stopping by. I think that's a really interesting story to tell, and I'm excited that it's going well for you with the name change.
I am too. It really is well. Thank you for having me.